After the Flood, Chapter 7, Genesis 8, 9, and 11. The whole world had now become a great, immeasurable ocean. Not a house, not a tree, not even the tops of the mountains could be seen. Everything, as far as the eye could see, is water. And on top of that water, the ark was floating back and forth. The waves rippled softly against the ark. Noah, with his family and the different animals of the earth, had found a safe shelter within this ark. The ark was very small in comparison to this tremendous ocean. But because the Lord watched over this ark, it floated safely back and forth, driven along by the wind. Slowly the water began to go down. Surely Noah and those with him would often look outside to see if they could see anything. Yet those living in the ark were busy, for they had to care for all the animals. They must give all these animals their food. Week after week went by, and still they could see nothing but a sheet of water. Finally, the ark bumped against something. In the Bible, it is written that the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. These mountains lay to the south of the Caucasus. If you have studied geography in school, you can look it up on your map. For 5 months the ark had drifted upon the waters, but now it lay still. Slowly the water went down. One day when Noah looked outside, he saw the tops of some mountains were above the water. Each day he and his family could see that the water was going down. Noah and his family observed this with longing desire. At last, they couldn't see any water. Yet the earth was not entirely dry. In the low places, it was still flooded. At last, Noah's desire to know whether the ground was dry was so great that he could wait no longer. He took a raven and let it fly from the ark. Because ravens are birds of prey, it found plenty of food. Therefore, it did not return. Thus, Noah still did not know anything. After waiting 7 days, he let a dove fly. But this bird could find no place to rest. Therefore, it returned. In the lowlands, everything was still a mass of water. A week later, when Noah again let the dove fly out, the dove remained away the entire day, so that Noah probably thought the dove would never return again. However, in the evening, it flew back to the ark. When Noah put his hand out and took the dove inside, he saw that the dove had a leaf of an olive tree in its bill. By this, Noah knew that the tops of the trees could be seen above the water. It is certain that he let his wife and children see the leaf. Noah waited another 7 days, but when he let the dove fly out this time, it did not return. Noah would not leave the ark of his own accord. He would wait for the Lord to tell him that he was allowed to go out of the ark. He didn't have to wait very long, for soon the command of the Lord came, "Noah, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee." Noah was glad. He took the cover from the ark, and all the birds flew out into liberty. The door was opened, and all the animals, and Noah and his family left the ark. There was such a great difference between the time when they went into the ark and now. Then the earth was full of mocking, laughing people. Now they are all drowned, and those in Noah's family are the only persons alive. They had been shut up in the ark for 1 year and 10 days. And do you know what Noah did first? Listen. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. He thanked the Lord that he was spared. Do you also do that? If you have been sick, and the Lord gives you health, do you bend your knees and thank the Lord for this? When we have a heavy thunderstorm in the summer, you are afraid and you tremble. But when the shower is over, do you thank God that he has spared you? This is what Noah did. And when the smoke from his offering arose on high, the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and he also saw that Noah really was thankful. Therefore the Lord accepted Noah's offering. Children, the Lord who looked into the heart of Noah also looks into your heart. The Lord spoke to Noah and promised him that the earth would never be completely flooded again. If God did not promise this, how afraid you would be if it began to rain a great deal. Then you would probably think that a flood would come again. After a shower has passed, you sometimes see in the dark clouds a beautifully colored rainbow, which is the sign of the Lord's promise never to destroy the earth with water again. A time will come when the earth will be destroyed, not with water, but with fire. That shall happen in the day of judgment. At this time, the Lord established his covenant with Noah. In the future, the people would also be allowed to eat meat, and not only vegetables, bread, and fruits. You also have with your meal of potatoes a piece of meat, or a slice of ham or bologna on your bread, isn't that right? Now the Lord said that Noah could have meat too. However, the blood was not to be eaten. That must be thrown away because it is the life of the cows and the sheep. And that command was not only for those days, but it is also to be obeyed in our day. Read what is written in Acts chapter 15, verse 29. The Lord also gave other commands. Before the flood, when one man killed another, he was not punished. This began already with Cain, who murdered his brother Abel, and with Lamech, who killed a man who hurt him and a youth who punished him. But now, with Noah, the Lord instituted the death penalty. Whenever a murder is committed in our nation, the government, upon the command of God, must put the murderer to death. But the people will not listen to the commands of the Lord. They will not obey him. Eve did not listen, and still to this day the people will not listen, because in our nation some murderers are permitted to live. Don't you think that is terrible? Sometimes you also are naughty and disobedient, aren't you? You do not listen to the Lord either. The Lord said to Noah at this time, when more people come into the world, they should inhabit the entire earth. Thus, the children and grandchildren of Noah must not remain living near each other, but they must spread abroad over the entire world. When Noah and his sons left the ark, they again had to begin working for their food. Noah became a farmer like Cain. He planted a vineyard, and when the grapes were ripe, he made wine from them. How delicious this tasted! But he drank more than he should have done. Before he realized it, he became drunk. Did you ever see any drunken people? You must never mock with them, neither must you laugh at them, for that is very bad. People that are drunk do not even know what they are doing. They yell and sing sometimes right in the middle of the street. If they were not drunk, they would not do such things. They would be ashamed of themselves. Noah also was drunk, and he did not know what he was doing either. He removed all his clothing and went to sleep in the middle of his tent. Suddenly, someone comes into the tent. He is Ham, Noah's youngest son. And do you know what Ham did? It was dreadful. I hardly dare tell it. He began to mock with his father. He laughed his father to scorn. That was very evil and wicked of him. Do you also laugh scornfully at your father and mother at times, boys and girls? Never do that, for the Lord hears and sees it. You must help your father and mother. You must love your parents. Take care that you never cause your father or mother any sorrow. What Ham did was very bad. Instead of covering his old father, he quickly went and called his brothers, Shem and Japheth. He told them what he had seen and said that they must come along so that they could laugh at their father too. Would Shem and Japheth do what he asked? No, it was good they did not. Shem looked at his brother Japheth and shook his head. Then, taking a garment, they walked backwards toward the tent in which Noah was sleeping and quietly covered their father. That was good, excellent, and noble of Shem and Japheth. Both of these boys had no desire to laugh at their old father. They did not want to mock nor scorn him, and they would not cause him any sorrow. When Noah awoke, he perceived what had taken place. Possibly Shem and Japheth told him, or it could be that the Lord himself made it known to him. Noah was not only angry with Ham, but he was also grieved because of Ham's wicked actions. He pronounced a curse upon Ham, saying, "Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." Canaan was a son of Ham. This curse still rests upon the children of Ham. For hundreds of years they have been slaves of the children of Shem and Japheth. But Shem and Japheth were blessed. Listen, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." Noah did not say, "Blessed be Shem," but, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem." In this, the Lord made known to Noah that from the generation of Shem, the Lord Jesus would come forth one day. The children of Ham would be the servants, the slaves of the children of Shem. Japheth was also blessed. This is heard from the mouth of Noah. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Do you know what that means? We, who are inhabitants of this country, are children of Japheth, that we have the Bible and that we can go to church on Sundays is a result of this blessing. In church, we are told about the Lord Jesus, who was born from the children of Shem. O children, it is still possible to be converted. You must ask the Lord often to convert you. There were only 8 persons in the ark: Noah, his wife, Shem, Ham, Japheth, and the wives of these 3 sons of Noah. But after the flood, those 3 boys received children. Already Canaan was a son of Ham. Slowly on in this way, more people came upon the earth. But these people also were disobedient, for they would not do what the Lord told them to do. The Lord had commanded that they should spread over the earth, but they did not want to obey. They said to one another, "No, we want to live near one another and be sociable." Do you know what they began to do? They began to build a high tower, so high that they wanted the top of this tower to reach into the clouds. They would all live around this tower. Then, whenever they wandered away, they could see this tower from a great distance, and they would be guided on their way. The Lord said, "Do not stay together." And the people said, "We will stay together." Thus, they were again disobedient. How busy the people were! The one began to make bricks, the other carried them away, and the third would cement them on top of one another. From early morning till late at night, they worked on this tower. It grieved Noah exceedingly, for he lived to see all this. He was 600 years old when the flood came, and after the flood he lived another 350 years. Noah became very old, didn't he? Yes, his age was 950 years, and Noah warned these people, as he had warned the people living before the flood, but they would not listen. Then the Lord punished them. Did another flood come? No, this did not happen because God had promised he would never send a flood to cover the entire world again. But the Lord will punish them differently. At this time, the people still spoke one language. They all could understand each other. But suddenly, the Lord confused their speech. That means they all began to speak different languages. It is still the same today. Yes, we in the United States can understand each other. But if we go to Mexico or to the Netherlands or to Germany, then the people who live there cannot understand us. In Mexico, we must speak as the Mexicans. In the Netherlands, as they speak in that country. And in Germany, as they speak there. Now, that happened with these people who wanted to build this high tower. One person spoke an altogether different language, and his words were altogether different from another person's. They looked at each other and could not understand each other. They drew up their shoulders and became angry, for they could not understand what was spoken by another. The people now had to live separate from one another. They were forced to spread abroad. For that reason, they could not continue building their tower. They gave this tower a name. They called it Babel. Babel means confusion. So you see that the Lord punished these people for their disobedience. The confusion of tongues was, and still is, a great punishment.